Nolte, Stupid Tony Awards collapse 14% to pathetic 3.51 million viewers. By John Nolte on June 18, 2024. The Stupid and Insufferable Tony Awards attracted a mere 3.51 million viewers Sunday night, a 14% loss from last year's ratings, which were also dismal. In other words, 99% of the country chose not to watch former First Lady and two-time presidential loser Hillary Clinton get an unearned standing ovation before lecturing us about suffrage and how important it is to vote. The only good news for the Tonys is that Sunday represented only its second worst ratings night. The worst was back in 2021, when 2.6 million tuned in. Now we get to my favorite part of the story. The sycophant entertainment media's excuses for Sunday's dismal ratings. From the far-left rap. Taking place on Father's Day might have impacted the show's viewership. With put, persons viewing TV, levels for Sunday marking the lowest Sunday primetime recorded since the measurement began over three decades ago. Additionally, overall TV usage saw a 10% downtick this year when compared to last year's awards, which aired a week earlier in June. In a country of nearly 350 million people, a country where over 4 million watch Wheel of Fortune every weekday, a country where The Price is Right earns 4.4 million viewers, where something called Golden Wedding attracts 5.2 million viewers, you're going to blame Father's Day for this dismal showing. It's all a conspiracy, a protection racket. Every aspect of show business has been taken over by the woke Gestapo, and as every aspect of show business implodes, the Pravda entertainment media continue to pretend everything is okay. It's not that Broadway can no longer connect to the common man, to normal people. It's not that this woke propaganda push has turned entertainment into something dull, predictable, pedantic, and eye-rollingly stupid. It's not that our so-called celebrity culture has traded in a self-deprecating, grateful, and joyous persona for an unappealing and pompous self-actualization combined with phony victim status. No, no, no. The problem is, Father's Day. Lying to yourself is one thing. You would think these outlets would be a little embarrassed lying so shamelessly to the rest of us. Don't get me wrong, I love it. Until the entertainment media tells the truth about this freefall, nothing will change and things, the box office, TV ratings, will only get worse. I'm all for that because this insulated collapse is a hell of a lot more entertaining than the Hollywood crap being produced these days. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning five-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.